Special guest this morning is Stephanie Bryn Dixon, a.k.a. Hex. Stephanie, how are
you? That's right. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, now Stephanie is one of the great Australian video game critics and authors, has been hosting television shows for close to 10 years these days, haven't you? Right in at early doors. And you're here to tell us about a huge event that's coming to Melbourne in the week between the last game of AFL football and the first finals match. There is a weekend there that is open and suddenly it's all about X Games, isn't it?
That's right. So it's the Melbourne Esports Open.
Esports, rather.
Yeah, it's super exciting. I think esports is something that a lot of people are starting to hear more about. You know, we might not understand it broadly yet, but it's definitely something that's super exciting, and I think Melbourne's going to be a great place to kind of set themselves up as a great esports destination.
This is not sort of 20 people playing a video game. This is 30,000 people expected at Melbourne Park for this event. It blows my mind, Stephanie. I've got 4 young kids, and you're starting to see the emergence of this space in a way that you're always told, stop playing video games, you're going to ruin your life. Maybe you're here this morning to say, start playing, and you might create a life of your own. Can I ask you about the craze of Fortnite, what you think about that particular game? Is that going to last the distance, or will that be a fad that comes and goes?
Look, I'm really not sure if it will die out or not, because I think things happen so quickly. But Fortnite belongs to a genre of game that's now known as Battle Royale. So it's basically a play space where a whole bunch of players go in and kind of have to fight it out until there's sort of one player left standing. And there's some kind of super exciting, adrenaline-filled experience in that. And I think also the fact that the game is available on every platform, it's super accessible, it just makes it really, really popular. So it's become a bit of a phenomenon. Whether or not it'll last, I'm not sure, but it's certainly here to stay for now.
It doesn't have to, though. It's like the yo-yo or flares. It comes
That's
in,
right,
it's
yeah.
massive at the time, and then it moves on. And the bloke who started it, he's made over $1 billion out of it so far, hasn't he?
Yeah. They're doing pretty well.
I think it was more than it might have been $1 billion in a month or something. Rosemary, we had a caller the other day who called in.
It was Ella.
Yeah.
And this is her. She's 14, talking about gaming.
Fortnite is basically this ridiculous shooting game, and all the boys at school say, they come to school and say, oh, guys, I just spent 4 hours on Fortnite. Hi. And I got like 5 kills. And this is all the girls. God save us.
Hey, Ella, do any of the girls get involved in Fortnite?
I've got this one friend who doesn't mind Fortnite, and the rest of us are just shaking her by the shoulder saying, you've betrayed us.
But, Steph, you're saying it's not based on gender lines like football used to be.
Mm.
There's all types of – everyone's playing, and in a lot of ways we always viewed this as being antisocial, people sitting in their own homes playing this game just looking at TV, but now it's actually opening up a whole new community.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the gaming community has always been very – well, I guess community-focused, so even though we – play and consume video games online, it makes sense to view them online as well. You know, having a big event like the Melbourne Esports Open actually provides a place for gamers to get together and share in something they love, just like traditional sport, you know. And just like you'd see sports players getting dressed up in their colours, maybe painting faces and stuff like that, you have gamers dressing up in cosplays, different characters, getting involved in gaming-related events around the Esports Open. So it actually becomes this really exciting destination and an event for people to take part in.
Talking to Stephanie Bryn Dixon, who's an expert on esports. She's also a presenter for National Geographic, has been hosting shows and understands this space for a long period of time. You have legendary e-gamers, I believe, now that when they go on and play, you might have another audience of 100,000, couple hundred thousand go on and watch them play the game. Is that a correct assertion of where it's at?
Yeah, there's quite a big phenomenon surrounding Twitch, which is basically an online platform where people can watch other people play games, which sounds a bit bizarre when you think about it, but there is a chat space as well. And I guess if you think about a game that you really enjoy and someone who's really good at it or quite entertaining, and you can be in that space altogether, sharing in that experience and talking to them and, you know, giving them sort of ideas and things to do, it becomes this really kind of wonderful experience where you're all sharing it together. So I understand that there's certain people that are really taking off and becoming quite famous from it.
Now, Steph, you've been on free-to-air TV doing television shows on about this space. Is there a day where we will be bidding for the rights, as we do for sports events, to watch it on free-to-air TV or on paid TV on Foxtel or somewhere?
I think so. I don't think we're – I mean, I think we're getting close to being there soon. The thing is, we've noticed a bit of a decline in younger generations consuming traditional sport. And I think a lot of sports teams are now buying up esports teams to make sure that they're across that space as well. you know, esports is a growing industry, but video games as a whole turns over more money than the film industry. It's massive, and it's getting bigger, and as technology gets better and you know, internet connectivity continues to grow, it's only going to expand.
Is that something, so do you sit back and say 5G, if this hits, it's going to make a huge difference, because here with the snail mail that we've still got it as far as the NBN, which has come and gone before it even came, is that something you look at and say 5G could be a turning point for us?
I think so. I think it would really do a lot to put Australia on the world stage in terms of competitive gaming, because at the moment we have a lot of latency issues, and then that affects our players, which is hard for them because, you know, their skills are great, but, you know, if the tech is letting them down, then it's...
But luckily we spent $60
billion. Yeah, the NBN. There's a great photo on the paper today of 16 people trying to repair a hole in the NBN today, all standing around with high vis on. Hey, Steph, last message maybe for the parents out there. You've got... A young kid who's maybe a bit obsessed on the computer games. Is it a good thing? How do you manage that as a parent?
I think just with anything, it's all about balance. You know, I've made a career out of playing video games, and I love them, and I will be an advocate for them till the day I die. But, you know, like anything, it's just about balance. So, you know, homework first, games after.
Yeah, no different.
Go to bed at an early time.
Yeah, no, well
that
said.
That works. Eat your greens.
Yeah.
And if you think this isn't coming, 30,000 people are going to be at Melbourne Park on the AFL bye weekend to watch gamers battle it out. Melbourne Park, 1st to the 2nd of September. Tickets from Ticketmaster. Stephanie Ben Dixon's given us the insight this morning.
And the final question, Steph. What does the best player in the world or the best players, how much do they make?
Millions. Like this team, they're so young. They're young players.
So how young?
I mean, you know, sort of between 14 and I guess early 20s.
And when you say millions, 1 million, 10 million, 15, 20?
I mean, it's split amongst teams usually. Yeah. So, yeah, there's lots.
He likes to get straight to the bottom line there, Steph.
And you know what's going on.
They're doing all right, yeah.
Okay, and the team owner, do they get a cut of that, do they?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
You're going to buy a team, Eddie?
Well, we're looking at it. No, well, we actually are. Essendon are into it.
Crows are big into it. Adelaide Crows have got a side.
Yeah, into it. So everyone's just having a little bit of a watching brief. So it's good timing that it's on the week of the bye, which is Melbourne Park, 1st to the 2nd of September. Tickets from Ticketmaster, right across the road from the Holden Centre, the Collingwood home there. So we might just walk across the road. Steph, you might have to give me a bit of a tour.
Yeah, nice. Will do.
Stephanie Ben-Dixon, a.k.a. Hex, when she's on the tools playing the games. Thanks very much for joining us on Triple M's Hot
Pleasure.
Breakfast.
Thanks for having me.